Joining us right now, two-time World Cup winner in 2003 and 2007, Brad Hogg's on the line. G'day, Brad.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Very well. Now, where do we find you, Brad? Are you heading towards the MCG for tomorrow, or you, where are you?
I'd like to head towards the MCG, but the under-19s are playing England over in WA in the next couple of months, so I'm down out at Murdoch training grounds at the present moment and sorting a few of the younger boys out for that competition.
You didn't answer the phone straight away, Brad, so I assumed you're doing weights or keeping yourself toned.
You could say I was doing weights. Yes, Rodney.
How's the fitness, mate?
I'm doing a few push-ups.
You're 44 bloody years of age and you're as fit as a 24-year-old.
Oh, well, I look after more. I look out the way you went about your business, mate. your dedication. And got to look up to the uncles, mate.
What about the finals? And it's a tense moment, and we're talking about tomorrow's game and leading into it. But you had two walks in the park, your two finals. I mean, Ponting in 2003 just blitzed them, so the game was over. And then Gilly in 2007, you just sit back and relax.
Well, it's always great to be able to bat first and get the runs on the board. So we had it pretty easily. And if you look at the game the other night between India and Australia, once you get 328 and, over 300, you really put the pressure on the opposition batting. And full credit to New Zealand the other night against South Africa to be able to chase that down. I know it was on a small ground, but you know, you didn't expect someone like Elliot. I thought Elliot was going to be the weak link for New Zealand, and he proved me wrong the other night and batted extremely well.
Your just career, Brad, it's amazing. You're going back to the IPL as again this year?
Yeah, going back for one more year and see how I go. And then if I go all right there and I'm still injury-free, then hopefully I can play for the Perth Scorchers again next year. So hopefully definitely be going to the Champions League at least with the Perth Scorchers. So I'm just enjoying my run at the present moment, and I've been very fortunate and very lucky to be able to play most of my career injury-free.
What's your team in the IPL? Is it the same team every year, or you just look for the biggest buck?
It's Calcutta Knight Riders this year, so I don't look for the biggest buck. It's just if someone wants me, they take me. And look, it's very fortunate to be able to get rewarded financially playing the game of cricket. But at the end of the day, you play because you love it, and you play because you want to be playing against the best. And I'm just fortunate enough that I'm going over to India again and playing against those Indians who play spin really well.
I would have thought the difference between 450 and 550 wouldn't mean much, would it, really? I mean, you play a bit of tax and it wouldn't really matter, would it?
What, $450 an hour or?
Grand.
For 6 weeks. I'm getting nowhere near that.
Aren't you? Well, you should be. Your performance
I'm getting less than what you're getting doing these interviews, mate.
Your performances in the Big Bash have been outstanding. And were you signing a lot of, seriously, in Perth, you know, when you're a test cricketer and then you played in the 2 1 days, were you signing as, were you as recognisable in the streets of Perth as what you are now?
Oh, I don't know.
People pointing at you? Are people coming up for autographs?
Oh, look, mate, it's done wonders in that regard. But at the end of the day, it's just great to be able to put back into the game of cricket. And one thing that the Perth Scorchers has done, not just with me, but with the whole team, is we spend at least half an hour to 40 minutes after the game, all players signing autographs around the ground. And we've increased our participation rates over here by about 48% over the last 2 years, which is a phenomenal performance. And it's just great to see that West Australian cricket's on a high, and the younger players are not just going down there playing and getting a paycheck, but they're trying to put back into the game and rejuvenate grassroots cricket.
What about after a Shield game? How long do you spend signing autographs?
2 minutes. There's only about 20 blokes going down there to watch, so 20 fans, but...
The Perth Scorchers have really turned things around, and those players that are playing Shield cricket are starting to get recognised a lot more than they used to, and that's just because of the Big Bash.
Yeah, and it's good to be able to see those blokes in action where we previously hadn't had a chance to see them. Brad, when you watch the World Cup final tomorrow, Daniel Vittori is, for most people, one of the key ingredients for New Zealand. Do you watch him and think, gee whiz, that's good to see the art of that sort of bowling still involved at World Cup level?
Yeah, I think spinners have really dominated in this World Cup this year. And, you know, Tahir was the pick of the South African bowlers, and you weren't expecting that as well. So I think spinners have done a fantastic job, and it's just disappointing that Australia don't have a frontline spinner, but they don't need it. And I love the way that Vittori's bowls, and he's been a thorn of Australian cricket over the last 10 years when we've, or 20 years when we've played against New Zealand. We always play him cautiously and attack the other bowlers. So it's going to be interesting to see how Darren Lehman and the boys attack him in the final tomorrow.
We've talked about the Scorchers and the WA boys in the Shield, but Justin Langer seems to have been a pretty good influence as the coach of both outfits in recent years, Brad, and has put back a fair bit into WA cricket.
Yeah, look, he's been fantastic. And look, it's great to have a good leader who's been out the helm and played Australian cricket. And the boys respect him for his toughness, the way that he played. But the thing that I like about Justin Langer, and that we haven't really had that with our coaching department over the last 15 years, is that he's consistent with discipline. So he set the boundaries, and if anyone, doesn't matter whether it's the captain or the youngest player in the team, oversteps those boundaries, he disciplines in the same manner. And that's one thing that we haven't had over that last 20-year period is consistency with discipline.
Was it a bit out of control, Brad?
Sorry?
Was the behaviour of some of the players in the squad a bit out of control?
I wouldn't say it was out of control. It was just that one player would rock up late and get fined $100, and then another player would rock up late, and you know, the player that did it first was half an hour late, and the next player was 5 minutes late, and he would get fined a couple of $100 more. So you just can't have that type of stuff happening within your team. And it's just not about Justin Langer too. It's about the young blokes that have come through as well, the young players. They work extremely hard, and someone like Cameron Bancroft and Simon Macken, who play club cricket with me, they were working extremely hard before they got picked in the Shield team. So these guys are really determined to make it right to the top. So expect some good things from WA cricket leading in the next decade for Australian representation.
Just with Justin's coaching, I mean, he was a very, very intense person, isn't he? An intense batsman. Did you feel, is he relieved a bit himself on a bit of that intenseness? How did you think he was going to be an excellent coach like he's been?
I was a little bit. I'm glad that he went and did his tenure with Australia as a batting coach, because he learned a lot there, and that's one thing that Justin Langer is good at. He learns. He knows what his flaws are, and his flaws are that he can get quite tense, but he's a lot more relaxed as a coach than I thought he would be. And as I said before, when it comes to discipline, he's consistent, and that's the same with when we're out on the training track. He's consistent with what he expects out on the training track. And if the boys don't deliver, that's when that's when the tenseness comes out. And the boys know, the boys can see that there's a bit of a build-up with JL, and they try and lift before he explodes. He doesn't really explode, but before he gets a little bit angry and lets the boys have it. So the boys have adjusted well and are pretty cluey to see, just see how Justin acts throughout a training session or even a game scenario.
I wanted to compare the 2007 winning World Cup side with the one that's playing tomorrow, and I found a weakness in your side. There's a major weakness. This side tomorrow will beat your side hands down this area. The last three batsmen, Bracken, Tate, McGrath versus Johnson, Stark and Hazelwood. Though Johnson would crap on Bracken, Stark craps all over Tate, and Hazelwood beats McGrath. So there's your Achilles here when you won that 2007 World Cup.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one thing that Australia have is they bat deep, and that's what got them over the line against New Zealand. They were in a bit of trouble there, I think, in the middle order. But to be able to bat deep and have the likes of Maxwell and Watson and even Faulkner and Haddon coming in so late, it just really puts pressure on the opposition, knowing that they've got four for Australia cheaply. They've just got a lot of batting to come, and that's what was India's downfall. They didn't bat deep enough the other night. So Australia, although they don't go in with a frontline spinner, they've got depth in their batting, and it's just the all-rounders that are coming through Australian cricket, which is helping us dominate the one-day format and 2020 around the world.
Yeah. You were seriously in two amazing teams, weren't you? Because I look at that 2003, we're only two down. Lehman didn't get a bat. Bevan didn't get a bat. Simons didn't get a bat. You didn't get a bat. Bickle and Lee didn't get hits. So an amazing victory. They were two absolute super great sides. This side might, you know, some of these guys in this team now are just starting out in their career, so it may end up a great side. But it's not a great side that goes to the park, as young Smokey Dawson over here, he's commenting about, you don't throw a word the great too quickly. And the side that goes to the MCG tomorrow is not a great side yet.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great. I think eventually Australia is going to dominate, have another period of 5 to 10 years of domination with the group that they've got now. And full credit to Darren Lehman too. He gets them to play aggressive cricket, and they go out and back themselves as well. And if you're going to play aggressive cricket, you're going to have a bit of a tough run here and there, and the odd batsman is going to fail. But he backs those batsmen to lift and turn things around, and it's not easy to get dropped out of that Australian team. As long as you're playing that attacking style, Darren Lehman is going to back you, and he's going to have you back as well if the selectors try and replace you. So when you've got that backing of the coach, you can go out there and play with as much freedom, and full credit to Darren Lehman for setting that up.
There was one game you played in. You played against Namibia.
Namibia,
whatever it's called, wherever it is, I don't know. But you didn't even get a bowl, did you? Well, I mean, it was a bit of a tragedy for you that day.
Oh, it was a little bit of a tragedy, yeah. But that just boosted up McGrath's figures, so not too worried about that. Namibia is just off the border of South Africa, mate. So just a little bit
holidays?
Of...
Holidays? You're going to go there for holidays? Or?
I think it's not a bad place, actually.
Hey, Brad, when and if your playing career finishes, are you in the coaching mode?
Look, I only enjoy the part-time stuff out at the moment, where I just rock in and do a bit of consultancy with the spin bowlers. But being a full-time coach at the present moment, I'm just trying to work out whether I have the patience for it. I find it very hard to sit down and watch without saying anything.
No, you haven't got the patience.
You know me, Rodney.
Yeah, there's your career advisor. He's just been a big help to you. Thanks, Brad. We appreciate your time, and let's hope it's a win for the Aussies tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope it's a win for the Aussies.